From the NorthwestNow.net News Center, I'm News Director Carl Cooley with an interview with Russ County District Attorney Jack Cabranes, talking about his comments concerning his opposition to federal immigration officials' tactics and policies, his concerns for rights to due process, and his response to critics saying he is creating a so-called sanctuary county. The interview was recorded on June 12th. Carl Cooley from the NorthwestNow.net News Center on the line with Russ County District Attorney Jack Cabranes. And last week, emails between you, Jack, and other district attorneys were leaked to social media and a Milwaukee conservative talk radio host. And they characterize it as you establishing sanctuary counties for illegal immigration, but you disagree with that. Tell me why.
Well, because it wasn't the way this whole thing started was that there was an email from another district attorney who expressed some concern about the way ICE is handling its business, lack of due process, you know, constitutional violations and picking people up. And he inquired in the first email as to, does he have to cooperate with ICE if ICE comes to his county? And then he followed that up shortly thereafter with another email that said, because this doesn't feel right. And I responded to him because I've been having these same doubts for several weeks now. I responded to him that you're not alone and that I have made a decision not to cooperate with ICE should they come to this county. And that was on a listserv that district attorneys use to talk to each other. And some district attorney, I suspect I know who, then forwarded those emails to Dan O'Donnell, and he went running off claiming that we're setting up sanctuary counties. And there's no truth to that at all. The term sanctuary county never came out of my mouth until Monday when Mr. O'Donnell's post became public. And at that point, the only reason it came out was because I was telling people I'm not setting up a sanctuary county. This is crazy. But apparently, people want to believe what they want to believe.
So at issue is due process as enshrined in the 14th Amendment. You know, for our listeners, can you explain about what that is and why it's important?
Well, there's due process in the 14th Amendment, but that's also due process in the 5th Amendment and the 6th Amendment. So the due process is important because due process is exactly what it sounds like. If you have government taking action against you, there has to be a process so that you can respond to whatever government allegations are and just use that process to defend yourself. Now, in the context that we're talking about, and mind you, Cole, I am a district attorney. I deal at state-level cases, okay? So I'm not involved in the immigration issue, but I took an oath to protect and support the Constitution of not only the United States, but of the state of Wisconsin. And due process is part of both constitutions. And so what's happening with the ICE raids is that they're scooping up people off the streets. Some of them have been, in fact, U.S. citizens. And so what's happening is you're scooping up people who are U.S. citizens under the guise that they may be illegal, and then you're asking them to prove that they're not illegal. And honestly, that's backwards, because the system that we have set up is, if I'm the government, and by the way, I am the government, I have to prove the case against you, not the other way around, that you have to prove your innocence. That's not the way this works. That's not the way we were taught that the Constitution worked. And in fact, that is not the way the Constitution works. And so that's where this other DA that sent the original email, that's why he's troubled. And honestly, that's why I've been troubled. And to be clear, I'm sure there are other district attorneys out there in this state who have the same fear or who share those concerns. And frankly, don't want to speak up because the firestorm that has followed is fairly significant.
You know, is there any sort of consideration for due process for a citizen versus a non-citizen?
You know, the Constitution and the courts that have interpreted the Constitution all say the same thing. If you're in the United States, if you're subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, you are subject to the protections, the rights and protections that are enumerated in the Constitution. So it doesn't matter if I'm illegal in the United States or if I have, or if I was born here and have never left the United States. I am covered under all of the articles and all of the sections of the Constitution, whether it's the federal Constitution or the state Constitution. There is no difference in the applicability. And some people don't like that, but that is, in fact, the way the Constitution is interpreted, and that is the law.
You know, officials in President Donald Trump's administration, their take is, well, these people have broken either criminal law by crossing the border or civil law by overstaying a visa, and therefore due process is forfeit. You would disagree with this?
Oh, absolutely, I would disagree with this, because due process is never forfeit when you have government action. You know, the thing about it is that I can speak to you because I, for 29 years, I was a criminal defense attorney. And back in 2011, when I was still in private practice, I started taking some immigration cases. And so I'm well aware of immigration law and how it works. And in all aspects, I could have crossed the border yesterday, okay? If I am arrested today, they could subject me to what's called expedited removal, okay? In other words, I really have no defenses to my removal, and so they can then throw me out of the country. And so anybody who's been in the country for less than 3 years is subject to expedited removal. But here's the thing. There is a defense. And if you've been in the country for less than a year, you can ask for asylum. If you've been in the country for more than a year, you can ask for something that's called withholding of removal. That's the due process that we're talking about. That's in the Immigration Act, okay? So there is, in fact, due process that is owed to people who are coming into the country. And this idea that due process doesn't exist because you violated the law, you know, I'll give you an example. If you're accused of a crime, okay, should I be judge, jury, and executioner? And the answer to that question is no, because I still have to prove that you committed the crime. I have to go through this process that the law requires me to go through to show a jury that you are guilty of that crime, and then a judge then sentences you according to law. That's the process that we have for criminals. So if you want to say you're a criminal and you forfeit your due process rights, well, that would then apply, I would imagine, to every person who has been accused of committing a crime, and nobody is going to claim that just simply committing a crime, you forfeit due process.
So your stance is, you know, as ICE operates now, you would not assist their raids. Does this not create a de facto sanctuary county?
No, and I'll tell you why it doesn't. In reality, what it does is it changes nothing. Because as a district attorney, first of all, ICE isn't going to consult with me about coming into this county. I have no power to keep them out of the county, and they're going to do whatever it is they're going to do. Once they arrest these folks, they're not going to bring them to the Russ County Jail. They're going to bring them to wherever their detention center is in the western part of the state. So, in fact, when it comes to these ICE raids, I have very little to do with any of this stuff. There is in terms of ICE, the only contact that the county government would have, and notice I say county government, not the district attorney's office, the only contact that the county government would have with ICE is if the sheriff or some law enforcement agency, some state law enforcement agency, arrests somebody for committing a crime in Russ County, they would then bring them to the Russ County Jail. They would be booked. The jail would then inform ICE that they have somebody who is undocumented. ICE would then issue a detainer, okay? And the jail, as a practical matter, honors that detainer. So how is that a sanctuary county? They're being arrested. They're being detained. The jail is honoring detainers. So my refusal to cooperate with ICE means what? It means nothing because ICE doesn't need me for anything. ICE doesn't need me to approve anything. ICE doesn't need me to point the finger at somebody. I'm just saying, quite frankly, that I refuse to cooperate with ICE. And if they do need something, they're not going to get it from me. Not at least until they change the tactics that they're using, which are, quite frankly, not only unconstitutional, not only illegal, but frankly, un-American.
So the administration here is characterizing a lot of these people being arrested as part of cartels, being very dangerous people, quote unquote, and therefore they're justifying these policies and tactics. But what would have to change for you to say that, yes, this passes muster and your office would cooperate with ICE or other immigration officials?
Well, Carl, here's the thing, and I just want to make clear to all of your listeners. I don't have a problem with people being deported. If you come to this country illegally, you should find a way to either legalize your status or leave. If you are illegal and you come to this country and commit crimes, then you should be shown the door. You should be deported. I have never backed away from that. I have never said anything other than that. Not only while I was a district attorney, but when I was in private practice, okay? And I defended a lot of these folks. And, you know, quite frankly, we have enough troublemakers in this country. We don't need to import more. What would change my view in terms of my support for ICE is if you start following the law. The law says that you have to, before you can detain somebody, before you can scoop somebody up and arrest them, you have to have probable cause. Well, they've been arresting U.S. citizens. They've been forcing U.S. citizens to prove their citizenship, and that's not the way our system works. The federal government has taken the position that they can just deport them without bringing them in front of an immigration judge. They have taken the position that they can scoop up people who have a legal basis for residing in the country. For example, people who have DACA. Well, you know, they're authorized to be in this country until you cancel DACA. Well, have they canceled DACA? No, but they're scooping up DACA people. So, you know, there's a lot of problems here, and there's a big overreach by the federal government. And that's what I'm uncomfortable with. That's what the other district attorney is uncomfortable with. And honestly, it's our job to uphold the law. And if we have a government organization that is not upholding the law, I don't know how ethically or morally we can cooperate with that branch of the government when we have taken an oath to support the Constitution, not only of the United States, but of the state of Wisconsin.
I just have only a couple questions and a few minutes left here, but I did want to go back to something you mentioned. And, you know, you said you're in support of deportations, you know, if someone breaks the law, and trying to avoid any circular reasoning or, you know, tautologic reasoning that, you know, if they are breaking the law by staying here, overstaying or crossing the border, is that enough to force a deportation?
Well, you know, Carl, a country is not a country if you can't control your own border. Okay, and I have no problem with enforcing border security and deporting people who shouldn't be here. That's not an issue for me anyway. But, you know, the thing is, I am a state prosecutor. I am not a federal prosecutor. I don't involve myself in the immigration issue unless that alien commits a crime in Rusk County. And then I'm going to do everything I can to charge him, to have him convicted, and to have him pay the appropriate punishment for whatever crime was committed. You know, the federal government can do whatever they want to do. I, as a prosecutor in Rusk County, don't have to support bad behavior. And I don't support bad behavior from people coming into Rusk County and committing crimes in Rusk County. And I don't support bad behavior from our own government, whether it be state, local, or federal. I don't support bad behavior, and that's why I've taken the stand I've taken.
Has anyone from the Department of Justice, ICE, federal government, reached out to your office about these the stance?
No, and likely they won't, because they understand, just like I do, that they don't need my approval, they don't need my help. They're going to do whatever they're going to do, whenever they're going to do it. In terms of what their operations, I am an insignificant cog in the machine.
Well, Jack, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, thank you, Carl. As you can tell, I'm slowly but surely over the course of the interview, I started getting a little worked up. So I think we'll leave it at that.
Well, I appreciate your time today and taking the time to explain this very complicated and unfortunately hot-button issue that our nation is facing and affecting us somehow here in northwestern Wisconsin. Again, thanks, Jack, for your time.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you, and good luck to you and to your endeavors.
This has been an interview with Jack Cabranes, Rusk County District Attorney. I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Thank you for listening.